Well, never say never, but it is well beyond the comfort zone for me. My comfort zone, much like my whiskeys, there is a lot beyond my comfort level price-wise, and the same goes for my ham radios. There is a lot of radios that can be had well beyond my comfort zone. Probably the closest radio that exceeds my comfort zone. Yeah, $2,000, that's my magic. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. $2,000 is my magic number. And it's not, you know, that I don't have the money to spend on a radio. It's just that I don't put enough value in it, you know, to have that. Now, collectively, I've got multiple times that invested in equipment. But in any one radio, I would have a hard time breaking that $2,000 range. I'm thinking very heavily at some point I could break that by a bit to get like a 7610. Maybe. I'm not 100% convinced myself of that. But, you know, if I could find a nice used 7610 for 25, which I think that's not out of the question, and then I could see myself, perhaps that would be my first rig to break 2K. But that's just my, my comfort zone on that particular, stuff. You know, says the guy with the 9700 and the 7300 and the 705 all sitting here, so it's not like, I don't have all that and then some tied up in a couple of radios anyhow, right? So it's just something about spending all that on one radio, kind of just, it's tough for me.